A lot of people complaining about their mother-in-law. I cut up with her, tell mother-in-law jokes. I love my mother-in-law.
Amen.
One of the most remarkable women I've ever known. Mostly I'm thankful for the wife she gave me. She stands up and glorifies God and worships Him.
Amen.
She's only married 3 husbands. She's the only person I know who's been married 4 times, never been divorced. Married 4 husbands. She's buried 2 children and a grandchild. But yet she still stays.
Amen.
And I think, boy, out there, I complain.
Amen.
Oh, God's been so good.
Amen.
Thank you, me, Mom. That was a blessing. Y'all go ahead and sing.
Heart full of love. If the Lord would give me enough bullets just for a few minutes, I'm just going to cry on my knees. Come on, pray. And then sing that song. Think about the God tells his son with the sun.
Amen. Amen.
Counts the star. Knows my name.
Amen. Amen.
Cares about me.
Yeah. Amen.
Psalms chapter 118. Psalms chapter number 118. Say amen when you get there.
Amen.
I mentioned a while ago I was watching Florida and Tennessee play ball yesterday. And I mentioned the crowd that was shouting and screaming. But I didn't mention one fellow I saw in that crowd. They panned the camera across there and then they finally just kind of stopped on him for a second. He kept going. Brother Freddie had on bright orange shirt with a big old T on it. Tennessee. But then he had a cap on his head with an alligator on the front of it. And the pretty little thing sitting next to him had on all Florida stuff. So I'm figuring that was a divided house. She made him wear that hat.
Amen.
He had on a Florida, y'all listen to me now, had on a Tennessee shirt and a Florida hat. That's double curse right there. Amen. And I got to looking at that guy and I thought, dude, you need to pick a side. Amen.
Amen.
And the camera went on and I just kept thinking about that guy and I thought, I know a lot of Christians is like that. They're trying to play for both teams.
That's right. Come on.
They're trying to serve two masters that the Bible said we cannot. Hey, I say to you this morning, you need to pick a side.
Amen.
Thank God, I'll take you my side. We sang about it in the choir this morning. I'm on the winning side. I'm on the win. I'm on the side that's never lost. Undefeated. They kept talking yesterday about Tennessee. If they won yesterday, which they did. Did I mention that, Brother Josh? They did win. Amen. Said if Tennessee won, it would be like their 10th consecutive win in a row. And I thought, my team ain't never lost. It's won battle after battle after battle after battle. I'm talking about the greatest battle of all. That was the battle over heaven and hell. Amen. Whose side you on this morning? Joshua told the children of Israel over there at the end of the book of Joshua. He said, hey, choose you this day who you'll serve. Make up your mind which hat you're going to wear. Amen. Make up your mind which hat you're going to wear. I was preaching in Arkansas. Brother Kurt Howard. And his church presented me with an Arkansas Razorback hat. It's in the that's been 7-8 years ago. It's in the top of my closet and it's still got the tags on it. I said, why don't you wear that hat? That ain't my team. Amen. Are we okay this morning?
Yes.
Come on, pray. But I got to thinking about it. And I was watching Tennessee put the whooping on Florida. Josh, did I mention that? He hadn't figured out he's a Gator fan. I was watching them boys play. And I thought, you know, it's important whose side you're on. It's very important spiritually. I ain't talking about college football. I'm talking about spiritually. This is here. It's heaven or hell. It's Satan or the Lord Jesus Christ. Mel Gibson, back when they made that movie, The Passion of the Christ, he was being interviewed by Barbara, what's her name? Walters. And he said, now, Barbara, you got to understand, we're all God's children. No, we're not. No, we're not. We're either sons of God or sons of the devil. Jesus said to that crowd in the New Testament, he said, ye are of your father, the devil.
Yes, Satan.
Now the side you get to be on is up to you. Amen. When I was in school, we'd play ball and we'd pick teams. We'd have a captain for each team. That captain, we'd pick, and then the next one would pick. And then, you know what I'm talking about? We'd go back and forth. But listen, in this case, we get to do the picking.
Yeah.
I don't know about you. I don't care anything about spending forever in a place called hell.
Amen.
I know ACDC, they sang that song on the highway to hell like it was going to be a good thing. Hell ain't a good thing.
Amen.
Hell's not a good thing. It burns. It has a lake of fire. And it never goes out. You'll be in torment forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Well, what's my option? Option one, heaven.
Amen.
Amen.
Where you'll live there forever too.
Yes, sir.
But in glory.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I wish I could explain heaven to you. The Bible said, eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither hath it entered into the heart of man. But heaven is... our minds can't even wrap around what heaven is.
Amen.
Somebody said one time in an old song, just build me a cabin in the corner of heaven. You go ahead. Take you a camper, if that's what you're going to do. I got a big house, son. The Bible said I got a mansion over there.
Amen.
I'll take that over hell any day of the week. I get to pick which team I'm on. I got to watching him guys. And I thought, you know, it matters whose side I'm on. But I'll tell you something that matters just as equal. It matters who's on my side.
Yeah, that's right.
If you think about it this morning, it matters who's on your side.
That's right.
Amen. You are no better than the team you're playing with.
Yeah.
Amen. You can have the best quarterback in the world. But if the guy can't catch the ball, and the lineman can't block, they're never going to win a game. It matters who's on your side.
Amen.
I used to run around with some pretty big boys when I was growing up. Dennis Underhill, Scott Grantham. I'm talking about these boys were mountains of men. And boy, I'll tell you when I was with them, I was a little bit more cocky than I usually was. I had Scott and Dennis and Terry Fennell, had that crowd, buddy. Hey, I was 10 foot tall and bulletproof. Why? Because when I was with them, I was their side. Because I knew they had my back.
Amen.
I didn't read no scripture, did I?
No.
Look at verse number 5. The psalmist said, I called upon the Lord in, say it with me,
distress.
I was in trouble. I was in a bad way. I was having a bad day. He said, the Lord answered me and set me in a large place. Now watch verse 6.
Amen.
The Lord is on my side.
Amen.
I will not fear. What can man do unto me?
Amen.
He said, the Lord is on my side. I just want to brag on him and thank him this morning for being on my side. I'm glad when I'm with him, I'm about as big as he is.
Yes.
Hey, as long as I've got him fighting my battles, I'm not going to lose one. Amen. Thank be unto God. The Lord is on my side.
Amen.
Romans chapter 8 and verse number 31, the Bible said, if God be for us, who can be against us?
Amen.
By the way, let me tell you this morning, he's for you.
Amen.
He's for you whether you're for him or not. Amen. You know what's sad? Them people claiming jihad and blowing people up and all that junk. Do you know the Lord's for them too? He's not for what they're doing. And he's not for my sin and he's not for your sin. But he is for you. The Bible said he's not willing that any should perish but that all come to repent. The Lord is on your side. It'd be bad to have the greatest quarterback in the world, the greatest lineman, and refuse to play with him.
Amen.
We do have the greatest captain.
Amen.
Jesus is the greatest. He said, I am the Lord and I change not. There's none greater. There's none more wise. There's none more mighty, more powerful. I'm telling you, you can't outdo Jesus. Well, Michael Henson wrote that song, there ain't nothing better than Jesus.
Amen.
And they're simply, I'm glad I'm on his side.
Right.
But better than that, I'm glad I'm on. He's on my side.
Right.
Amen. I'm glad he's on my side. I am no match for the devil.
Amen.
I'm no match for sin.
Right.
And neither are you.
Right. Amen.
All but my cat.
Amen.
Thank God.
Amen.
Listen, just make a couple of statements this morning. We'll go to the house. I was thinking about it yesterday. Watching that football game, and the Lord just gave me this thought. I thought about how that guy needed to choose. He needed to make up his mind whether he is a gator. Just tears run down my face, thanking God when I wasn't even aware of it. I had no idea, and probably you didn't either. I got saved as a teenager, 19 years old when I got saved. I did a lot of bad things between 16, 17, and 18 years old. I mean some bad stuff. I've totaled more cars just about than we put in this room. I'm talking about I piled them up. I had a wreck every other day. No, I'm kidding. It wasn't that many, but I totaled everything my mama had. I've been thrown through the windshield. Woke up with my feet hung in the steering wheel and my face laying on the hood of the car. I ain't never spent a day in a hospital. Not one. Tell me. God wasn't for me. I snuck in a catfish pond in the middle of the night. Had bullets whizzed by my head. Tell me. Me and Roger Bush, he just slipped out a while ago. We was coming home from Six Flags late one night. We didn't do it. And we went right between a telephone pole and a guy wire coming down. Tell me that he wasn't on my side. On my side. I needed somebody. I said I needed somebody to come by and tell me, hey, God is for you. He's not for what you're doing, but he is for you. God was on my side without my awareness. He was on my side without my approval. I didn't ask God to protect me all that time. I didn't ask God to get me through all them wrecks. I didn't ask God for a single thing. I didn't ask God to let them bullets miss my head. I didn't even know God was. I wasn't aware that he was on my side. I wasn't aware that I had his protection.
Amen.
Amen. You talk about grace. I was experiencing grace before I ever even knew what grace was. Amen. It was God who allowed me, who had my back, who then was on my side, who got me to 19 years old that I could be born again.
Amen. Thank you.
He was on my side without my awareness, without my approval, and before I ever approached him, he was on my side.
Amen.
Many people predicted that I wouldn't live past my teenage years. And they were sincere about it. My own daddy called my mother on the phone and told her, said, if we don't do something, he's going to jail or he's going to die. That's somebody on my side. That's somebody in every car wreck. There was somebody in every fight, every situation. He's there.
Amen.
You may not be aware of it even this morning, but he's been there for you.
Amen.
He's the reason, because he's for you, and because he's on your side, is the reason you're sitting here this morning and not in a jail cell somewhere or not in laying in the graveyard. Hey, thank God that he was on my side before I even thought about being on his side.
Amen.
Number two. I told you a simple thought this morning. He was on my side before I was on his side. Number two, he's still on my side.
Amen.
Even though I'm a sorry failure. Can I say that again? Somebody will shout.
That's right.
He's still on my side, even though I'm a sorry failure.
Amen.
Sometimes I am a horrible representative. representation of a child of God. There are days when you wouldn't look at me and say, boy, that's a godly man right there.
Right.
Even when I ain't.
That's right.
Amen. He still is.
Thank God. Amen. Amen. Yes.
The psalmist said, he knoweth our frame, and he remembereth that we are but dust.
Amen.
What are you saying, preacher? We're a bunch of dirt bags.
Yes,
amen. A bunch of dirt bags. That's the best we can say.
Amen.
The very best I can tell you this morning is I'm a sinner.
That's right.
Ain't nothing good about me but him.
Amen. Amen.
He's still on my side even when I'm a sorry failure. Listen, we are totally unworthy of his love.
Right.
He loved me. Listen to this. He loved me when I took his name in vain every other breath.
Right.
Are you listening? Some of you men, you remember how you used to talk?
Yes, sir.
Women are filthy mouth now.
Yes, sir.
Ain't got nothing to do with the message this morning, but I remember if you heard a woman cuss, that was like, boom.
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about I took his name in vain. Every other breath. Most of the bad stuff I did as a younger teenager, I did it at church. Inside. We got some people on this property this morning. They did the same thing, but I know because I did it with them. I'm talking about passing a note up to one of my buddies two pews up. And you know what the note said? Hey man, you got to join. In church. He loved me. You explain that. You can't explain it. Totally unworthy of his love. But yet he was still for me. And he was still on my side. As wicked and as horrible as I was. We're unworthy of his love. We're undeserving of his mercy. We're undeserving of his mercy. You know what mercy and grace is? It's God's unmerited favor toward man. In other words, he gave me what I did not earn.
Amen.
That choir sings that song, I owed a debt I could not pay, and he paid a debt he did not owe.
Amen.
We're unworthy of his love. We're undeserving of his mercy. We're absolutely unappreciative of his grace. Absolutely unappreciative of his grace.
Amen.
Here's what I'm saying. Even when we are, he's still on our side.
Right.
Even when we are, even when we're that horrible, he's still on our side. I wonder what the Lord thinks. He's in heaven this morning, sitting at the right hand of the Father, and the choir's up there singing, it's under the blood, and the Lord says, oh boy, I like that song. I like that song right there. But then he looks out at that congregation and sees you just sitting there.
Amen.
Unappreciative of his grace.
Amen.
You say, boy, you all about people shouting and saying amen. I sure am.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hey, our team's winning.
Amen.
We are going to heaven when we die. It is under the blood.
Amen.
So many times we are unappreciative of his grace. But man, I tell you, I appreciate it this morning. They got to singing about it this morning. I thought, oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for grace. People get on television and talk about they deserve this and they deserve that. No, they deserve hell. Just like me and just like you. But because of grace, I get to go to glory. I'm as close to hell right now as I will ever be. And I did nothing to earn it. I paid nothing to buy it. Jesus did it all, and we ought to appreciate it.
Amen.
But even when I don't, he's still on my side.
Amen.
Thank God. Thank the Lord. We're unworthy of his love. We're undeserving of his mercy. We're unappreciative of his grace. And we're unthankful for his blessing. We're unthankful for his blessing. Look around you. Look around you. Miss King was talking this morning. We're about to plan a baby dedication. She said we got 13 babies to dedicate. Or as I know, they're all healthy. We ain't just got 13 to dedicate. We still got several that ain't even born. What we may have to build before we build another sanctuary is more nursery. I'm telling you, I go back there and look at that nursery every Sunday morning. I see them babies crawling around. I'm thinking, God, you've been so good. You blessed us in so many ways. I'm not just talking about the car you drive and the house you live in, the job you get to go to work every day. I'm talking about what God's given you, man. I'm talking about His love and His mercy and His grace. Hey, man, we have been blessed. Love that song we sing, I have been blessed.
Amen.
So many times we're unthankful for it. It's kind of like the electricity at the house. You don't think nothing about it when you flip that switch.
Right.
Till you flip that switch and nothing happens. Mr. Greystone himself won't answer his phone. Power goes out, first thing I do, I call Chris. What's going on? He said, I don't know, let me check. I'll call you back. And he always checks, call him back, tell me what's wrong, about how long it'll be off. What if everything God blessed you with is gone? Just like that. Just like that, gone. Like Job. Houses, land, right. Children, cattle, livestock. Gone. You know how devastating that would be? I'm going to Disney World this week with all my grandkids.
Maybe.
Pray for them. Man, if something happened to all of them on a ride or something like that, I can't imagine that. I can't imagine the devastation.
Right.
So just think with me for a minute. If you lost everything, and then all of a sudden you got back. Woo!
Yeah. Amen.
Wonder how you'd act.
Amen.
Make you appreciate it a little more.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Listen, He was on my side before I was on His side.
Amen.
He's still on my side, even when I'm sorry. Thirdly, and I may quit, He's going to be on my side till He calls me home.
Amen.
He's never going to change.
Amen.
He's never going to trade me to another team.
Right.
Amen. Ain't that something?
Right.
And we'll thank God for that. Listen, He said in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse number 5 that He'd never leave us nor forsake us. You know, some people are fans just when the team's doing good.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Some people are fans just when the team is doing good. I know some diehard Georgia fans that just dried up when they started being soft.
Yeah.
And now they holler and roll tight.
Yeah.
You know what that is? That's a stinking traitor right there.
Yeah.
That's a sad man right there. That's a traitor.
Amen.
Truth is, we all like to be cheering for a winning thing.
That's right. Yes.
Jesus said, I'll never leave.
That's right.
Amen. Woo. Amen. I'll never forsake.
Amen.
Amen.
Somebody said one time, I heard a preacher say, if you go in the bar, you're going to have to leave Jesus outside. It gets worse than that.
Yeah.
You go in the bar, you take him in there with you.
Yeah.
He didn't say, I'll never leave you if you don't go somewhere you ain't supposed to go.
Amen.
He said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He's not just on my side when I win. He's on my side, too.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. He loves me when I'm up. He loves me when I'm down. He loves me when I'm on. He loves me when I'm off. He loves me when I'm good. He loves me when I'm bad.
Amen.
Amen. He'll be on my side till He calls me home.
He'll never forget us.
Isaiah 49, the Bible said that we're graven in the palm of his hand.
Yes, sir.
He's got your name in the palm of his hand. Every time he looks and he sees those scars, he also sees any wife. Thank God. He'll never fail us. He'll never fail us. Listen, you may think God has failed you in some way, but God's never failed you. God's never failed you, not one time. Hallelujah. Whose side are you on this morning? Whose side are you on? Pick a side this morning. I don't know about you, but I'm going to say I'll go with Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. I'll take Jesus all day long.
Yes, sir.
And one day, I'm going to get to really be on his side.
Yes.
I'm going to his country.
Amen. Yes, sir.
I'm going to dwell in his city.
Amen.
I'm going to be a citizen of God's paradise.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. He's on your side this morning. The question is, are you on him? Let's stand our feet this morning. If you're saved, if nothing else, could you come get on this altar and thank him for staying on your side, even when you're a failure? For standing by you, no matter what. The Bible said a just man falls 7 times and rises up again. We all fall. We all fail. But I'm glad he doesn't count us off. Turn us away. Oh, well, my God, this morning. Let's bow our heads all over the house. Heads bowed and eyes closed.
Altar's filling up. That's a good thing. I wonder if there's somebody here this morning. Said, preacher, I don't really know if I'm on the Lord's side. I don't really know if I died today. If heaven would be my home, I'm not sure. I'd like to get that settled in my heart. If you really can't know, I'd like to go to heaven when I die. If that's you this morning, would you slip up your hand? Ain't nobody looking around. I just want to pray for you. Wouldn't embarrass you for nothing. I'm glad when I got on the Lord's side, I didn't have to try out. I didn't have to qualify. Because I'd have never made it. He just took me just like I was. And he'll take you just like you are. Somebody said, I'm afraid I wouldn't be able to live it. Oh, none of us can. But he stays on our side. If you're not sure you're saved, let's just slip up your hand and pray for you. Thank you so much. Let's pray together. Fathers, we come to you again this morning. Lord, thank you for your help this morning. Lord, thank you for your presence in this place. Lord, it's sure been sweet here today. Lord, even with a lot of people out, it's still been wonderful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Lord, nobody raised their hand this morning. But Lord, you know every heart. You know every need. Lord, I pray you deal with us accordingly. And Lord, thank you for being on our side. Thank you, even when we wasn't on your side. Even when we're an utter failure, thank you for staying on our side. Lord, we couldn't live this life without you. Lord, we love you this morning. Have your way in us all, God. We'll thank you. We'll praise you in Jesus' sweet name.